It's a fairly common occurrence that people's ritzuos for their tefillin, the paint starts to wear out after a certain period of time. You can get spots that are no longer black. So people fill it in. A different bar halacha for when you need to fill it in or how serious a problem it is if you don't fill it in. But when filling it in, does it need to be from that special tefillin paint that they sell? They sell the tefillin paint and the tefillin markers. Is that like a real thing? Or is just a nice marketing opportunity? Could you just fill it in with a permanent marker? So it should be noted that blackening the ritzuos is not some ancillary thing. It is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that the ritzuos need to be black. However, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim does not specify what you need to blacken it with. Just like the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim doesn't specify exactly what the dio, what the ink that you write the parshios with exactly has to be made out of. So the Rama writes in Lamed Beis, Siman Lamed Beis, Siv Gimel, that nonetheless, l'chadchila, the dio should be made from a tree derivative, and it should be, there is some sort of a way to produce it, but that's all the level of l'chadchila. Is there any potential problem, even b'diyeved, and would we necessarily carry that over to the paint for the ritzuos? So one interesting discussion that poskim have is the following. We know that many parts of the tefillin need to be made from kosher products, or at least cannot be produced from non-kosher animals or creatures. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in various places over the courses of Siman Lama Bez and Lama Gimel with regard to the cloth for the parshios and the leather for the batim and for the ritzuos as well. Would that carry over to the paint that you use for the ritzuos? So the Note of Behuda, the very first tshuva in the Sefer, at the very end of the tshuva, not a short tshuva, writes, there's stodim l'chan u'l'chan, and you should be machmir. So very, very short, and does not really explain what the stodim are. His son, the Note of Behuda's son, has a tshuva, also printed in Note of Behuda, in Tinyana, in Simon Gimel, where he is marich to explain the tzadim l'chan u'l'chan. He also does not come to a very clear conclusion, except to say that if the non-kosher product is not the main blackening agent, then it's fine. And that was the case he was dealing with anyway, so he was content with that. The Chassam Sofer thinks that even if it is the main blackening agent, it would be fine. And he tries to bring a raya that this concept of min hamutar beficha doesn't apply to the paint as follows. He says, Rabbeinu Bechaya has a whole discussion. What about the Meleches HaMishkan? How come silk wasn't used in Meleches HaMishkan? So he says it's because this requirement of min hamutar beficha also applies to the Mishkan as well. So says the Chassam Sofer, but what do you see? That there were dyes used in the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna, which were made from non-kosher products. The tolashani is from a worm, and the tcheles is from the chilazon, which he is not 100% sure, but he thinks is also not kosher. So he says that's a raya, that it doesn't apply to dyes and paints. It only applies to the actual substance which you're making these things from, but not to the dyes. And he says that would apply here as well. So this is one factor and one discussion that would need to be had in this conversation. What are the paints made out of? Are they made from non-kosher products? To the best of my, I'm really not holding in the details of what they make magic markers and paint out of. From the little research that I was sort of able to do online, poking around for just a few minutes, so it seems like they do make a shining component of not just paint, but all, not just markers, but the special tefillin paint from non-kosher products, but that's not the main blackening agent. I don't think that the blackening agent in magic markers is made from non-kosher products anyway. I did see one tefillin store that was advertising its tefillin paint that claimed that it is, that the blackening agent in some magic markers is. But I don't really think so. I don't think that it's the main blackening agent. So in Cain, that would not be a problem. Even if it is, according to Chassam Sofer, it still is not a problem. Does the paint have to be made lishma? So the Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly, no, dio ein tzarich lasos lishma. Even though other parts of the tefillin need to be made lishma, this doesn't. So that would be another consideration as well. So there are some poskim who wonder that maybe nonetheless it would be a hider if it was made lishma. So the Shevet HaLevi writes, without any explanation, it would be a hider if it's made lishma. The Chuvas van Hagos is not sure if he would. Is not sure if he would even be a hider if it was made lishma. Certainly, certainly, it's not me'akev. Finally, even if there would be such a hider, that's probably only for the for something which is the essential blackening of the ritzu to begin with. You just have a dot, which is not really me'akev anyway. So then, that would be another reason why it would not be a big deal. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he writes it would be a hider to use the black paint that's made specially for tefillin, but not required. In the Sefer Ve'aleim Lo Yibol, he just has a one line where he claims that Shlomo Zalman Orbach said no big deal, you could just use a marker and it's no problem. Certainly Mi'ikra Din, it would seem that it's no problem to use whatever you want. It's just a question of maybe possibly it's a hider to use the special tefillin paint, and it is fairly available, so most people use it. Al-Pidin, not absolutely essential. Have a great day. Please do put up the chairs on the tables. Oh.